Well, what a very interesting couple of weeks it's been since I've recorded one of these. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on the time that you listen to this podcast. My name is Dakota Saunders, and I welcome you to another episode of Conversations with the Candidate. Well, the title of this episode is Playing Catch-Up. And what I mean by playing catch-up is I have been very busy in the last couple of weeks, and I feel like I'd like to share some of that with you. First, I would like to say that I attended an event hosted by the mayor of Kaiser, Kathy Clark, titled Coffee with Kathy. An ironic name for it, but nevertheless, I felt it was a good opportunity to learn some information regarding our great city. Needless to say, though, I was disappointed. Despite the fact it was a very productive event, there wasn't a whole lot of time to ask questions. Which I was confused. I thought if the mayor was hosting an event, she would have the opportunity for citizens to ask questions. I didn't go as a candidate. I went as a citizen. But for those that were there, they knew full well that I was a declared candidate. But we'll get to that just a little later. I would like to say, though, that the meeting itself was very, very productive. I learned a lot, and I learned that it's better to get involved in the arena than to stay out and just observe from the sidelines. To that effect, I applied for numerous vacancies on every committee that the city of Kaiser has for volunteering. I received a letter from the city saying that my application had been accepted and that an interview session on January 16th would be convened. Well, I am taking them up on that offer, and I am looking forward to that meeting and to also get involved. I will give you further updates when that time comes. But I would like to address an instance where I had spoken to Mayor Clark after the event, and I had raised 2 points from my campaign platform that I felt were very sound, they were very logical, and in all fairness, I should be allowed to present them. I had mentioned the establishment of a transit committee similar to what Chuck Bennett had done for the city of Salem regarding improvements to the transit system on a city level. The mayor strongly refused to hear my point. She feels that as the mayor of Kaiser, managing solely the transportation portfolio of government and having a good working relationship with Transit Director Colleen Bush, there is no need for a committee. As much as I respect the mayor and her office, I strongly disagree with that assessment. If the transit system is to have the trust and confidence of its customers and yet also its riders, we must have a committee of riders and concerned citizens so that they can offer their recommendations to the city and the transit agency. To have the power of management and change lie solely in 2 individuals in the city of Kaiser is very disappointing. And I find it shameful that the mayor would think that she alone can handle that responsibility. I also approached her about the idea of an inclusive resolution. Though at the time, I will admit, I had mistakenly referred to it as an ordinance. She told me that there is no need for a resolution. It lies solely within the first line of Measure 105. in that she and her city councilors are looking for a committee, an independent group of 5 individuals to come in and clean up the city charter. Well, I don't know about you, but I find it disappointing that the people's elected leaders, albeit elected volunteers, who are giving their time, are refusing to do the work that they were actually elected to do. This is why I am running for city council. This is why I am dedicating myself to this campaign. Sure, having the title of city councilor would look good on a resume. Who wouldn't disagree with that? But I feel very strongly that if you are elected by a majority, you cannot simply pass off the work of government onto someone else. You have to do the job, and there is no other way around it. This is why I'm running for Kaiser City Council. This is why I am choosing to run against a respected friend that I have known for years. Because if they are afraid and or unwilling to do the work, it is time for the next generation to come in and take up the reins of power. I would like to end this podcast episode by saying Merry Christmas to everyone. We are 2 days away. Tomorrow night is Christmas Eve, or should I say tomorrow? And I hope that you all will be able to spend it with your loved ones in a fun and productive way. Thank you, and goodbye.